with temperatures predicted to reach the mid-40s today, Friday, in parts of regional New South Wales. Safe Work New South Wales is reminding businesses to ensure workers are safe. Tony Williams, Group Director of Regional Operations from Safe Work New South Wales, said businesses needed to have plans in place that prevent workers suffering heat stress or heat illness. We have been privileged to have Tony on the line to tell us more about this. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Louis.
Thank you for being online to help us direct businesses for this safety reminder.
I appreciate the interest.
What exactly is the purpose of Safe Work in this campaign?
Yeah, look, we just want to provide some advice to business and to workers to make sure that in what is going to be a very, very hot spell, that they look after each other.
What particular steps should businesses take?
First of all, we know the hot weather's coming and or here, so we need to make sure that we put plans in place to make sure that workers don't end up suffering heat stress or heat illness. We have had some terrible instances in the past where we've had fatalities and people seriously injured. So we want to avoid that. So there are some simple things, Louis, that businesses can do.
What exactly would they be?
First of all, make sure that knowing that the hot weather is coming, that you plan for that. So it might well be that you need to reschedule some of your work, set some realistic workloads, make sure we're rotating people through jobs that are the hottest jobs, and just think about the direction of the sun. It can be quite simple. It might be the side of the building you're working on at various times of the day, or it might be that you keep the undercover work until the hottest part of the day. So it can be some quite simple things, Louis, that we can actually do.
Right. There are specific steps that you have suggested. For instance, providing access to plain drinking water.
Yeah, that's very, very important. And look, so often these days we see people not drinking enough water. They'll default to drinking, energy drinks and caffeinated drinks. We are really strongly warning people against that because they do actually have a diuretic effect and it can actually make people worse. And particularly for our young workers out there, we've got many young workers, Louis, just joining the workforce and who may be working outdoors and in hot conditions. And please, we're really encouraging people not to be drinking those sorts of drinks on days like we're going to have.
We don't want to speak about injuries or casualties in that sense, but have you had any instances where heat has really affected workers?
Yeah, absolutely we have. And look, every year we have people that are very, very seriously affected by heat, suffering very serious outcomes. And we have actually had only not too long ago some fatalities where we've had people working in hot, in roof cavities, for example, which can get very, very hot. Clearly, even on cool days, they can get hot. So really that sort of work should be put off until, either a cooler day or be done very, very early in the morning. So, tasks like that can be shifted around. And we really want to avoid that.
Right. Are there any specific steps someone can take when they get these problems?
Yeah, for sure. But look, first of all, you touched on the drinking water. Some other things we'd encourage businesses to make sure of and workers to make sure of that they're, first of all, wearing the right gear. So I think we all know that, we need to have the sunscreen on. We need the broad brim hat. So these hot days are probably not the day to be wearing caps. We need that good broad brim hat. Good sunglasses that meet Australian standards, because eye injuries can also be a problem. Nice loose clothing, and look, strangely often people default to short sleeves and shorts. Often a long, good cotton loose shirt and trousers can be cooler than shorts. So and it reduces that chance of direct sun on the skin. So some simple things we can do, but we really need to get them done.
You have some guidelines that you issued some time ago about working in the heat?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If people want to go to our website at safework.nsw.gov.au, they can find lots of information. But you can also visit Cancer Council website, which can also provide guidance very similar to what we're recommending.
We have been speaking with Tony Williams, Group Director of Regional Operations for Safe Work New South Wales. Thank you for your time, Tony.
Thanks, Louis.
Right. Timely reminder. Sorry. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Louis. Bye.
Bye.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.